So I just want to I brought in this that Tosos up top just to stress one point that I think I told you guys in small groups yesterday. I think, right? Remember when I was yelling about yesterday? I was yelling at a lot of you guys. That ultimately, that what did Tosos hold? How did Tosos learn Rav Huna? So Tosos holds what? Battery, right. The Uri battery example of 2019. That the idea is that Tosos maintains that built into the very idea of tefillin is an order, right? And that process and result of order are always extant when you're wearing tefillin. So the problem is, forgetting Kanarik's question of what issue you're over, I don't care about that. The problem is, if I took off my yad first, what's the problem? I'm destroying that order, that relationship. That's the problem. Amavirin is a secondary issue. That's once I have it off, now I have another problem to contend with, which is what order I put him in, my tefillin bag. But Tosos here makes the point of saying that there's a difference. This is as far as he's willing to go. There's a difference between the mitzvah. There's a different way to perform the mitzvah when you have both of them versus just one. Haraya, Tosos would say, if I accidentally put my Rosh on first, what would I have to do? Take it off, put my yad on, then put my Rosh on. So you see the Seder is built into the very performance on the mitzvah. Great. Okay, now, next case. Okay? I better hear some good stuff on this next one because I see everybody prepared very quickly this morning, but usually, not always, but usually means you missed out on the details, which makes me angry. So, Tanur, who's up for reading today? All right, pick it up from Tanur Rabbanan. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, tefillin. Okay, so let's pick a time just to make it easy, okay? We're going to say 6 a.m., okay? Is the time 6 a.m.? All right, we'll call it a low stove. It's really dawn. But 6 a.m. is the time when the obligation to put on tefillin comes into existence. Is that clear? 6 a.m. Don't worry about a low. Just make it simple. 6. Okay. Now, what does the Gemara say? No, because you're afraid that what's going to happen. Right, okay, so rather than keeping in like your little bag, right, you put them on. So again, at 5 a.m., right, which is not the Zman for tefillin, what do? You put your tefillin on. Right, now obviously you wouldn't make a bracha. By the way, so now what does he say? Okay, so then the Gemara says, what do? Okay. So this should be very troubling, as I mentioned to some of you guys when you're preparing. You should be very troubled by this. Very troubled. Because, without looking at the Rashba yet, why should this trouble you? What's troubling about this, for the guys that didn't tell? What's troubling about this? Did we talk about this? We did talk about it. Oh, so, no, for the guys that didn't talk about it. One possibility... Right. So... Let's forget the Rashba for a second.
Logically, it's also,
it's not really enough. Definitely not. If you're required to put your tefillin on again, then what should you do? Take your tefillin off and put them on again. But the other way to learn, which I think is equally plausible, is that they're on, I'm now defined as adorned, right? So I'm good to go. The Gemara chooses this splitting the difference phenomenon, this business of touch them a little bit, move them around, you're done. Okay? What kind of thing is that? Very odd. That's what's bothering the Rashba. That's what's bothering him. That's what's bothering the Rashba. He comes up with, in my opinion, a very weird answer. Is that clear to everybody? In other words, there's two logical possibilities. Either you say, take him off completely and put him back on again. I mean, that's a bias view, but I'd go in that direction. Right? Because what have I done? I've been wearing them, but I haven't done the hanacha. Or keep them on and don't say anything. But to do this, right, and make a bracha, what is that? That doesn't make any sense. Okay. Right? Okay. What does the Rashba say? Who's reading again? David. Okay. The Chidushim HaMiyuchas on the Rashba. I happen not to have a copy of that on my Bar Ilan or in my house, so that's why I lifted it from the back of the Masifa. To be honest. Go ahead. Okay. So you can't say what? What does that mean? You can't say that this... Right. That you can't say. Because if this were an actual Maisa Hanacha, then what would that do to our mitzvah tefillin? It's not in the back of that. It's in the back of this.
The mitzvah is in time, the mitzvah is...
Or, exactly. Or, in other words, I'd be just as Yotze Hanacha wise doing this than doing this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that can't be. Okay. Ella. Okay, so you see how he's clever. He's setting this up. He's saying, you can't tell me that Shimush is a Maisa Hanacha. Right? Is that clear? You can't say this business is an action, a halachically registered action of putting on tefillin. That's absurd. But then what are you doing this for? Because he's saying that if I didn't make a bracha, okay, yeah. It's amazing how strong it is. You don't even try. No one tried to give the svara that this is somehow similar to putting on tefillin. It's not. It's not. What? It's not. Okay, go on. I care about the Rashba. Go on. Lekach Bahem. Right, what do you remember? What did you say? Well, no. You said, right, you remember, right, the mitzvah that was commanded to put them on. Who cares? Well, of what? So what? The kachmem, and therefore have a ki'ilu menicham. So that makes it like you're putting them on. Okay, those are my air quotes that I would have written the Rashba in. Air quote. It's like you're putting them on, right? And then you make the bracha laniya ki'ilu hayamanicham again, and you're making the bracha laniya because it's as if you're putting them on. But come on, but what does he mean? You're telling me because when I do this, I think about the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin. That's why I can make the bracha of laniach tefillin. Who buys that? Without my sarcasm or tone of voice, who really buys that? If Hanacha has a fixed Surah Samaisa, which means if the acting of putting on can only be performed in one specific way, then of course Shimush is not Hanacha. Is that clear? Right? Okay. I mean, just like when I teach Lulav. When I pick up a Lulav, Lulav has one specific way to do it. I can't do this and pick up a Lulav. That's not a Maisa Natila. On the other hand, though, if Hanacha, if the putting on its tefillin is a means to an end, right? Then, if I put my tefillin on before 6 o'clock, do I have to do anything afterwards? No. So what is it? So what am I doing? Dardik. No, not distinct. That's not the word you used. In fact, I'm dealing with this issue this year. My wife scammed me. I got something. My wife scammed me into paying for a pergola in our backyard because we have so many people over for sukkahs, so my sukkah can't fit anymore. It's not a pergola. So what happens when you have, you know what I'm talking about, right? Those, okay. So now, pergola. It's like outdoor thingy that you put bamboo over, but it's not a sukkah. Sort of. So now, this case comes right from the Mishnah. What's going to happen? My wife bought bamboo. Well, she bought the wrong ones to have that metal. Let's say she bought the right ones. You buy bamboo mats, and you put them on top of the pergola. That's your roof, okay? It's a roof. But what do you have to do before sukkahs? Right, you got to kind of pick it up and put it back down again. Why? Because what are you doing? What are you doing when you do that? Okay, you're koveya now. That's the word to use, isn't it? You're designate. You're koveya the tefillin now, or the schach, l'shem mitzvah. That is so of course Shimush is in a Maisa Hanacha, but what's required to be done here? What's the Gemara telling you? What's the Kiddush? Okay, so then why do I make a bracha laniach? That's the hard part. Yeah, why am I... If that's true, if you're telling me, which I agree with you, Joffrey, that I'm designating, that when I do the Shimush action, I am designating the tefillah now, so what should the bracha have been? Not lahaniach, that's for sure. So how do you still make the bracha laniach? What? The koveya. The kvah. Zev.
Yeah, unless you say that the maisa hanava to begin with is just a maisa being...
Exactly. The act of putting on tefillin all along is doing one thing. What's it doing? It's koveya the tefillin for mitzvah. So it has a fixed surah samaisa. There's only one way to do the technical maisa hanacha. But since Shimush partakes of an aspect of hanacha, that's why you can still make the bracha of laniach tefillin. Before we start reading the Gemara, we're all familiar with the idea that you have to put yourself in the right mindset to appreciate the next machlokas. Unfortunately today, we only wear tefillin when? Right. And it's a very sad thing. What? It's very sad that's what we do. Because really, tefillin really was never meant to be worn at davening. Tefillin is meant to be worn when? All day. Okay, all day. Okay, yes, I know. It's hard to imagine walking around. When we're talking about wearing tefillin now, we're talking about this situation where you wore tefillin all day. Not shacharis, okay? So imagine we live in a time where you're wearing tefillin all day. Okay? So now you have a very difficult gemara. Go on the gemara. Dad Masai... Which means, okay, until when do I wear my tefillin? Now, just to be fair, okay, there is one shita, which we'll get to at some point, but not to define, that holds you wear tefillin how long? 24/7, meaning you only take them off when you go to sleep. So there's a shita. What? We'll get to Shabbos. It's coming up. We'll get to Shabbos. We're taking that up. The issue, why don't I wear them on Shabbos? Okay. We're not ready for that yet. What does that mean? Exactly. I have a good explanation for it. We'll see if you like it. Go on. So when do I take them off? First Shita? So when? Sunset. Okay? So, let's make up a time now. 6 p.m. is sunset. When do I take off my tefillin after wearing them all day? 6. Okay, next Shita. Okay, so pick a time for that. 6:30. Okay? 6:30. So the second sheet that holds, when I take them off, 6:30. For those who don't recall, techala regam and l'shuk, there's one other area, halachically, this is used as a barometer for. Hanukkah. Pursuma needs to buy Hanukkah. Okay? Right. Adzman Shina. So Shina, which is going to be sleep. But it's not a fixed time. Okay? Okay, so correct. These have a zman, right? These have a set time. This, like, this is part of the yom. This is a din in the gavra.
What if you're sick? You want to sleep at 4 p.m.
Can't wear tefillin when you go to sleep at night.
Okay, so there's
a Rafi, exactly. So Rafi's. But one second, Nimanashak. What are you worried about? Or if you're worried about that, again, to be clear. Well, let's assume. So, you're saying, I have to do with Rafi. Let's assume for now that the concern is wearing tefillin at night. Let's assume that's the case, right? So why would you not choose Shkia? Right? It seems the most reasonable thing to say. Right?
Clearly going to be awake until he's single.
Why can't you sleep with your tefillin on? You guys better know this. What? If you fall asleep with your tefillin on, right? So there are things that might happen to you that contradict the state you're supposed to be in when you have your tefillin on. It's a very reasonable thing. We don't want you to sleep with your tefillin on because when you fall asleep with your tefillin on, inappropriate thoughts, possible seminal emission or ejaculation. There you go. Right? Modim. Right, everyone agrees. The Chachamim and Rabbi Yaakov agree with Tana Kama. She'im. But everyone agrees that after sunset, if I take my tefillin off, I wouldn't put it back on. So you can't learn what you're saying, okay? That's what makes this even odder. So one thing is, I agree with Rafi's question, which is that these positions here are very odd, right?
Like, I mean,
what do you need this for? This seems good enough.
6:30 is odd.
Right.
Six, I can understand.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Okay. The other question is, but yet they all agree, right, that if it's after sunset and you take them off, you wouldn't put them back on again, okay? Well, why not? Right? Why not? It's a funny halacha here.
It seems like they all hold like 6 o'clock.
Yoshua's making a very astute point. Okay, I think what you're trying to say is you could see some sense of what's going on here because this is the, we'll call it astronomical end of the day, and this is when a person's day comes to an end. When you come home from work, right, that still exists today. When you come home from work, what do you kind of say to yourself? My is over, even though it's still day, because it'll be day, you say my day is over, right? So you're right, there is something about that, okay? Okay, good. That's what you were saying, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Rashi on Oh, forget Rashi. I'm sorry. Not Rashi. You're all reading that Lila is not the Zman Tefillin, right? Which means, in other words, again, is there anything wrong with wearing Tefillin at night? No. But, what? There's no Chiyuv.
Well, could
that
be
added? No. In other words, the question you have to ask answer is like this, and this is where things get very complicated. When the Gemara says ad masai, until when, is it saying that the chiyuv tefillin only goes until, let's say, 6 o'clock, and you're no longer chayiv tefillin, right? That's one way to learn. But the other way to learn is that the chiyuv tefillin goes until 6 o'clock, and after 6 o'clock, you know what you need to do. Okay, but then you have to reread this differently, and that's what I don't want to give that to you yet, because I want to give you the sources to how to read it both ways. But you have to realize there's two different ways of reading this Gemara. Is it that, and this is another huge machlokas, everyone agrees that Lila is not the time for tefillin, but there's two ways you can explain that. Does that mean that there's no chiyuv to wear tefillin at night, or does it mean that when nighttime hits, what do I have to do? It's a radical concept. Think about that. There's an actual Torah obligation. Just like there's a Torah obligation to put my tefillin on, there's also a Torah obligation to take my tefillin off. To the point where Tosfos, actually, which we'll do in 2 days, actually raises the possibility that in his time, there were people who made a bracha when they took off their tefillin. We got to put that back in place, right? You like that? You like that, huh? Okay, so who are we Paskin like? I know, right? Second guy. Okay, it gets better. I know you like him. Okay, so he says Rav Chisla. Okay, now comes the story. Okay, now by the way, again for guys not familiar with Bikias. Okay, so when Gemara's bring in stories in general, what's the purpose of the story? To prove a point. But quite often when they bring the story, they, in a sense, the Gemara shoots itself in the foot. Because sometimes you'll bring a story in, and it turns out that story isn't necessarily a proof for one side, it could also be read as a proof for another side. Here's a perfect example. So what happened? Rav Chisda, Rav Bar Huna, what were they doing? Behu Ba'orta. Okay? So they were davening Marv, and of course, what do they have on when they're davening Marv? They're tefillin. And when do you daven Marv? So, at night, right. Okay. So therefore, if that's true, okay, who must they be holding like? Rabbi Yaakov. That would be not Tanakama. And why would it be like Chachamim? Okay. No, it's Rabbi Yaakov. Gemara says it's like Rabbi Yaakov. Igadamre. Now, okay. Well, because Chacham don't seem to be states fixed for Zman. When you take it, where do you want to sleep? Right. Correct. Right, exactly. Correct. Yeah. Right. You're asking.
So what you're saying is how long is after you're starting to go with.
I'm just letting you know there's two ways to read the Gemara. I think I know what's bothering you. There's either you say Lila is not Zman Tefillin, there's no Chiyuv, or there's almost a prohibition, or there's a Chiyuv to take your Tefillin off at night. So if that's true, how do you learn the second part of the Gemara? Meaning if a guy took it off, of course you want to put it back on. He has to take it off. Wait till tomorrow. Okay, yes, Tzvi Jaffrey. One more point in the Gemara. We're almost done. Ikadam, right? All right, but guess what? You can learn that story a different way. We don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov, right? But then, Vaha, Rav Chisda, Rav Bar, Rav Huna, what about the fact they were davening with tefillin on a marv? Right? So the Gemara's answer is very funny. What kind of answer is that? Right. I know, but now this leads us then into the Shabbos issue, which we're not going to do yet. Okay? So, what I'm going to get for you guys tomorrow is, I'm going to get you the two ways to read this Gemara. We're going to take up the issue of, A, what's the machlokas, to really define it. B, what's the machlokas if you hold Lila is not Zman Chiyuv Tefillin versus saying, I must take my tefillin off at night. Okay? Those are the big issues to take up. Okay? Is that clear? Okay. Any questions? You okay there, Granik?